Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. We are one day closer to Friday.
Yes, I'm ready.
But still, we got things to be excited about. You know, filling in for the brat. You may have heard her on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You may have seen her on a TV show.
That's right.
She might even have sold you a house. Please welcome host and executive producer of HGTV's Flippin' Versions, Egypt Sharon.
Yay! Be here with you guys.
Yes.
This is fun because I watch y'all on TV all the time and crack up. And so I actually get to be here in the middle of all the tea.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Welcome to the party.
It's hot, girl.
Yes.
Maybe you can sell us a house after it's all set.
You know, I'm all for it.
We need some help.
Look, I got very serious. I'm all for it.
Right.
Money on the mind, yo. So listen, yo, we got a great show. You want beef? We got tons of it. We got Toya versus Tamar. Woo. Ariel Winter versus her mom. Mm. It's going down. Plus, our LA crew is going to be joining us in a minute. But first, we got to talk about Bill Cosby. His rape case continues on, and you know who's not been there?
His wife.
Camille, she's been absent.
Bravo.
Why are you clapping?
She don't need to be there.
Why not?
That woman does not need to be more humiliated anymore. She didn't really humiliate when he allegedly had 100 damn women that he slept with over while she was at home baking cookies for the damn children. He's sleeping with them tramps. She don't need to be there.
But do you think this is the first time she's heard of this? Absolutely not.
Well, now it's knocking her in the face now, so.
So, he still had Rudy Huxtable by his side. Keisha Napoleon was there the other day. Comedian Joe Torre came through today, and he still has lots of fans showing up as well. So yesterday when Bill Cosby was leaving court, a fan started singing the Fat Albert theme song, and Bill Cosby did this. I mean, but like, you know, it's good that he can still like have a sense of humor in all this, because it's a lot to deal with. Your life is on the line. Like, he could go to jail for a long time if he's found guilty.
But how dare he?
What?
You go sing the Fat Albert, you go, that's a attack to his life. That might be what we told them damn women when they was coming in.
Gary, have you found this man guilty before they even placed
charges? Not that, but I just don't like that. That's just a...
Despite his black appearance, he's a white juror.
I got another story. All right, baby, honey. Cleveland Cavaliers lost again last night in game 3 of the NBA Finals. Now, they are now one game away from being... swept away, honey.
What do you know about anything about sports, Gary? Why are you into this story?
Oh, girl, I don't know. But anyway, y'all, but that didn't stop the Cavs, baby. Tristan Thompson, honey, for working a pair of skinny jeans before the game. Now, a lot of people, y'all, were bashing him on Twitter saying that he borrowed his girlfriend Khloe Kardashian's jeans. Now, what do y'all think about this?
He too big for this. Yeah. You know, you can be too big for certain things. Some men can get away with a skinny, but he can't.
If a man looks like he has a camel toe or could get a yeast infection, your jeans are too tight.
Oh. Yeah. You know, speaking of Khloe, let's go ahead and talk about her and her ex-husband, Lamar Odom. Mm-hmm. You know, that relationship really didn't work out, and a lot of people are saying that was due to the Kardashian curse.
Because they say they drained them before the games.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay, I just got a visual of that.
I know. Well, on the upcoming season finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashian, Khloe drops a little bit of a bombshell about the time that they spent together.
Ooh. How old are you right now?
32.
You're 32, okay. Have you ever been pregnant before?
No.
Have you ever tried to get pregnant?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And
but I fake tried. Like, I was married, but I knew the circumstances weren't the healthiest, so I just kept pretending I was doing it.
When I was doing my fertility treatments, like, they were more so for Lamar. I had to stop because there was much deeper stuff that was happening in our marriage.
And we gotta commend her efforts. She like went above and beyond the call of duty. It's like one thing to act like you're taking fertility pills, but to actually make doctor's appointments, sitting there in that waiting room, go through it like, you know, in vitro treatments, and then still like fake it.
Well, she said, see, that's how this reality show thing works, I think. Because
tell us about it, Portia.
Well, I'm saying for her, you clearly maybe weren't fake trying because you were injecting this stuff into your body. But I think mentally she really wasn't there. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah.
How you inject stuff in your body and you ain't there?
You're not a woman, you don't get it.
Well, but I do things like one, so I need to know.
Huh? You got a uterus?
Well, girl, I got something that's close to it.
I think you're pregnant. Who's the daddy?
Okay, honey. Jesus.
James.
Baby, Portia, Egypt.
What?
I got some tea, bitch, for y'all, baby.
Woo!
Yes, honey. Honey, friend of me is Miss Tamar Braxton and Tanya Carter, baby. They threw so much shade yesterday. Ooh. It is free. Ooh, it's freezing.
Yes. Ooh. It was something else.
Yes, I'm cold, baby.
What
yes,
happened?
Let me tell you, Miss Egypt, baby. Yesterday, honey, Miss Tamar Braxton, she posted a personal and emotional plea to rebuild their friendship with Tiny Harris on Instagram. While at the same time, baby, throwing major shade, honey, at Miss Tanya by blaming her for driving a wedge, honey, between herself and Tiny because of, quote, the lies that paperback Tanya has said.
Ooh, paperback Tanya?
Yeah, well, you know, Tamar called her paperback Tanya because Tamar believed that Tanya lied in this book she wrote called In My Own Words, My Reality.
Oh.
So in the book, Tanya claims that the whole time Tamar was on the reel, that Tanya was not allowed to come on. She could never get booked. But then when Tamar left the reel, Tanya was able to get booked on the show.
Oh.
So that's where the paperback Tanya comes from, referring to that book.
Oh, well, anyway, baby, Miss Tanya took no time, bitch, to clap back, baby, with an epic drag fest on Instagram. When she deleted it.
Yeah, that must be, because I went on her page and said, I didn't see all of this. What did she say originally?
She said, quote, paperback Tanya, bitch, really? What does your non-sincere apology and fake-ass public outreach have to do with me? Yes,
oh,
bitch.
Lord.
She said, you are the fakest bitch I know.
Ooh. Now, I know Tanya has it in her, but I've never heard her speak like this in public, ever.
I haven't either.
She must have hit a damn nerve when she hit Tanya with the paperback.
Well, nevertheless, baby, Miss Tanya said she was the fakest bitch she knows. She said, I'm sick of you popping off on everybody and then playing victim with your over-the-top, under-the-table ass. You all days and always, Tamar. Love always, paperback Tanya. My new book will be dropping in July.
Ooh, that hurts.
These were epic reads.
Yeah!
But here's what bothers me, though, because these ladies are mothers.
Right.
Like, they're business owners. They're not in high school. They were friends. I know you love it because it's the tea. But, you know, it bothers me because they really were friends, and I know them all, and I love them all.
Yeah.
Well, honey, they say teeth and tongues fall out, so child.
Who says that?
Group day.
I missed all of this, and y'all just filled me in, and I'm about to pick my bladder up off the floor. This is much, too much.
That's not the only dragon that's going on in the white division. You have Ariel Winter and her estranged mom. Now, Ariel Winter continues to put it all out there on the gram, and she's unbothered by body shamers, including her own mom's. She's 19 years old now, and she's been emancipated from her mom since the age of 17. She's been rocking a lot skimpier fashion in these last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
There was even a situation where, like, the whole cast appeared at dysfunction, and she was dressed like this.
Fabulous, honey.
Mm. Yeah, she's still in the game. Now, she hasn't been with her mom since she was 12. Now, Ariel's mom told In Touch magazine, she needs to grow up. I would tell her to dress properly, be the beautiful person she is. I feel sad that she feels the need to expose herself when it's not necessary. She doesn't need to do this. She's beautiful with her clothes on.
She makes a good point. Put some clothes on. You're a beautiful girl. You're talented.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to show off all your skin. That sounds like me talking to my girls, by the way. But because you don't have the best history with your daughter and you're talking to the press, you're not texting her or picking up the phone and calling her to
right.
say it,
mm-hmm.
you played yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Ariel responded to her mom on Twitter with a savage clap back.
Mm.
She wrote, "What's sad is that you lie consistently. Also, why is it that you only choose to talk to me through the press? I'm doing just fine. Cross out sign toxic."
Yeah, I think her mom needs to leave her alone. You know, she's 19 years old. I don't know if her mom has been under a rock, but this is what 19-year-olds look like these days, and this is what Instagram does these days. The less clothes they have on, the more likes they get, and they're wrapped up into that world.
See, and especially, like, when you've been, like, the caterpillar for so long, and then you turn into a butterfly.
Right.
You're gonna show the wings off a little bit, yo.
Same time again. Maybe it's the mom and me. I wish you would talk to me like that. I don't care if it's on Twitter or something. I will take an iron, put it across the room, hit you in the head, and it'll come back, and I'll put it on the shelf.
That's child abuse, Angel.
And you're not hearing of any black kids getting emancipated either. I wish you would emancipate your ass.
Okay.
They're not letting you do it.
Gwyneth Paltrow's playroom is a mess.
What? Really?
Yes, baby, of course not, honey. Now, we'll tell you just how crazy amazing it is after the break.
Alright, so it's time for some West Coast realness as we say a big hey to Frank, Heidi, and Sammy over there in LA. How y'all doing?
What's up, Atlanta?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
I don't know if y'all heard the good news, but Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte and his fiance Kayla Ray Reed, they gave birth to a healthy baby boy this morning. So big congratulations. Somebody's swimmers is working. Now Ryan tweeted this to his 1.2 million followers on Twitter. He said, "Never seen a miracle happen before until this morning at 5:46 a.m. when Kate and Zane Lochte was born. 7 pounds, 14 ounces, 22 inches. Can't stop crying from tears of joy."
Are we sure he's telling the truth?
Thank you, honey.
Or is she really due tomorrow?
We can only assume
he's telling the truth this time. He also said dreams come true. So shout out to Ryan Lochte and his lady.
The true miracle there is that he was able to spell miracle, I think, is what we...
Because there are actually no spelling errors in the tweet.
Got shout out to autocorrect. Now, Heidi, now every baby needs a playroom, but I hear Gwyneth Paltrow is out of bounds with us. What up?
I mean, that could be true head crack. You know, Gwyneth Paltrow, we've talked about her a lot on Dish. She's carved out, obviously, a good spot for herself with her website, Goop, and it's that website that people go to that none of us can afford anything on the site.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, well, I know. Next Dish raise, I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
Okay.
But I think that even Gwyneth has out-gooped herself this time because she had interior designers come in, and they were from this this place called The Home Edit, and The Home Edit shared some pictures of Gwyneth Paltrow's redesigned, redecorated playroom and pantry.
Oh, my God.
Wait, pantry? Oh. How big is your house that the kitchen is that far away from the pantry?
Yeah. You guys don't like it? I think it looks good. I mean, it's a little clinical, but... She likes all white, and she's now, OCD, listen. So it works.
Well, here's what the interior designer said. They said, quote, "We divided the room into activities on the left and leisure on the right and created zones for reading, games, art, crafts, and science." Here's what I would say. This would look like all of our houses the day the designers leave. You're like, yay, look at my new...
Exactly. You take the picture now. It's going to be a bomb going off in there.
This looks so sterile. Does she diagnose her kids and then go in there and treat them like a hospital? Like this is cleaner than any hospital I've ever been to.
All right. I love it, honey. I love Miss Paltrow.
Yeah, you can keep a pantry like this and a playroom like this if it's you. But you have two children. There's no way this is going to look like this 10 minutes after the kids.
Well, see, her kids. Because, see, my kids, I'm like, don't touch it. Put that back.
Exactly.
Don't
do that.
Does she need a playroom? Her kids are like 27, right? I mean, how old is Apple?
Well, one star who might not be getting invited to Gwyneth's house anytime soon is Nicole Kidman. Hmm. She admitted to trashing her own home in a fit of rage. And you know what? I believe that. But
she has the right to trash her home when she wants to.
But you know, sometimes
when you pay a mortgage, you can trash whatever you want to trash.
But there are some people, when they tell you they spaz out and do certain things, you can just look into their eyes and believe that person. She's so little, so demure that I believe she spazzes out.
And she's redheaded.
Exactly. That's redhead rage is worse than normal rage.
Oh, yes.
She opened up to The Hollywood Reporter about filming violent scenes for HBO's Big Little Lies, in which she plays a lawyer in an abusive relationship. Mm-hmm. So the scenes were so intense that she would often come home covered in bruises, and after one particularly tough day, she took her anger out on a glass door. She said, "I went home and I threw a rock through a glass door. I was obviously holding all that rage at what had been done."
So she was still in role.
Yeah.
She was in character. Oh.
She's a method actress.
Yeah, she's a rich actress. Because if I broke my glass, that glass will still be broke to this day.
Same.
And when anybody come over, I'm like, oh, that was a bad day 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I take my rage from our show here, because I have to work with Frank every day. I take my rage out on a bottle of wine. I kill wine every night. I kill it. Just kill it every night.
Yeah, Heidi says she takes her work home with her. I wish she'd take her work to work with her. You know what I mean? That'd be nice to show up to some work.
Gary, speaking of that, like you're super shady here to us. Are you this shady at home?
Well, I'm there by myself. That's when I cry, because that's why I crazy all your asses up. Because when I get home, I got to cry by
you
myself.
You do the opposite. You come to ass up.
I knew you were the sensitive type.
Yes, it's scary with the tears.
All right, up next, y'all, did Gordon Ramsay just eat up Andrew Freud for dinner? Well, honey, you need to stay tuned to find out, baby.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, if you're not watching Gordon Ramsay's show, The F Word, on Fox on Wednesday nights, what's wrong with you? It's a great show. You should be watching it. It's a reality competition show that puts celebrities, restaurateurs, and families right into the action of a working restaurant to prepare dishes for 50 customers. Once the food has been served, it's up to the diners to decide whether or not the meal's any good. So our Dish Nation BFF, Andrew Freund, stopped by to watch a taping of the show and talk to Gordon Ramsay himself. And I gotta warn you, Portia.
What?
He got a little judgy about you.
Me?
Oh.
Take a look.
I gotta ask you, you know, I just witnessed this live spectacle. How does it feel?
You know, it's like straight after a football game. You know, it's phenomenal. You know, the buzz is there. The teams have been amazing. We're seeing families coming together, drop inside a live restaurant and told, cook your hearts out, concentrate. There's a big prize at stake.
I was a bit disappointed you didn't swear that much.
I've been warned. Is off the menu. So, you know, granddad's ball bag to the occasional curse word, I'm not allowed. However, you know, I try to keep it real. And more importantly, I want them to do well. If they do well, the dining room's happy. If the dining room happy, I've done my job.
Do you swear at home?
Of course I do. Especially when the dog all over the carpet. Don't you? What are you going to say? Oh, thanks, dog, for right on my expensive carpet. Of course you're going to get upset.
All right, for the viewers out there who want to start cooking, yes. What's some simple tips to get going?
You know, baking is a great way of bringing the family together. I started baking with my kids very early on. So after baking, go to pasta. After pasta, go to fish. After fish, go to protein. Meat as a protein. Fish is very difficult, but if you nail fish, you'll nail steaks.
Wrapping it up, you have another show coming out on Fox, Culinary Geniuses. Yeah. What, like, first of all, I don't know if you need another show, because you've got like 50 shows. What are we going to see in Culinary Geniuses?
You know, Culinary Geniuses, you know, it's almost like a sort of, you know, it's like a Thunderdome. You come down live from the audience, you're selected at random, and you're going to cook for half an hour and get eliminated, depending how good or bad you are.
Finally, our co-host, because I know you like to look at pictures of food. So our host, Portia, she posted this photo.
Okay.
What do you make of her chicken dish?
Is that what it is, chicken dish? Is that Portia's chicken dish? Yeah, it looks like my granddad's puked in it. What? It's full of oil. No, I'm sorry. You know, you've got to season the chicken and lightly sort of color it, but all that grease floating on top, not good.
Portia,
don't change your day job, love.
Chef Ramsay, I invite you to come to Dish Nation to try that chicken, and I guarantee you will like it. Okay.
No, don't worry. Struggle chicken was good.
It was good. He tried it.
Usually, it's the food that's ugly that tastes the best. So don't even worry about it. Yeah. It was what mattered was the taste. Forget all that pretty restaurant.
No,
food.
But that's usually, honey. This is not usual, honey. That's
Gary,
no.
Hold on, Gary tasted it.
And I'm alive.
All right, so don't go away. Los Angeles is back after the break, talking about a quinceañera for a cat.
A what? A cat?
Does it make it a catsignera?
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. Next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. I got a story about a cat that's all woman.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's a family in Charlotte, North Carolina, and they own a cat named Luna, and Luna just turned 15 years old. So what do you do for a 15-year-old cat? You throw it a quinceañera. That's how you say it. Yes, what is a quinceañera? It is a celebration, a Latin celebration.
Yeah.
Your right to womanhood, your passage from being a girl to a woman at the age of 15.
Uh-huh.
So they had a little party, and here's a little bit of it.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Aren't you supposed to wait till he stops singing before you start eating the cake?
She's a little rude, but clearly hungry. Were they saying happy birthday? Was I hearing something?
I think you just hear those puns in your head. No one else does. Are cat years and human years equal?
No.
I mean, as far as like dog years, it's like a 7 years for 1 year. And so are cats, I mean, is she really turning 15 or is she turning like 73?
I think.
She has no idea what's going on. She's some old lady cat.
I think she's turning 105.
But then if you have 9 lives, how does that factor into the situation?
How many quinceañeras has she had?
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.